mustard greens? Do you know?
Mustard greens, well, it has to do with the texture. It has a very frilly, like, leaf rather than one that's, as opposed to one that's flattened and without the curls or crinkles. Like a potato chip, crinkles and the smooth, of course, I mean. That's about the difference between the mustard green and the regular turnip green. Of course, your collard greens are bigger in texture. Some people call them black greens. That's the reference that I make to them because I like them very much. And when they're cooked properly, I usually enjoy them rather well. Because I can eat cabbage, of course, I guess I could. I can eat it raw with no problem. But if it's cooked, a certain way it's cooked, it just doesn't agree with me. I can taste it all day, and that's bad.
How would you ask someone to buy lettuce for you? You'd say, get me two
heads of lettuce.
Have you ever heard that used in reference to children? Heads used in reference to children?
Oh, some people do say, how many heads do you have today? Well, this is just by count, really, what they're saying. They say, refer to heads.
If someone had seven boys and seven girls, he would have a what of children?
A crowd. It's an enormous crowd.
Do you use the word passel?
No. I've never heard that. Passel.
P-A-S-S-E-L.
I remember hearing that, but not in this particular context.
How'd you hear it?
I don't remember. I just heard it, you know, some things that you pay special attention to, and when you, for instance, if I go out in the rurals and hear people talk, if they're not talking about something that I know anything about, I'm all ears. But if they're talking about something I know about, I don't pay very much attention. And I've just never heard an expression talking about a group of children.
When you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears. The kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, that's what?
Corn cob.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Top of the corn stalk? Top of the corn stalk. Chaff? I heard that. I've heard something like that. As much corn as we had to do with last year, I just don't remember.
Have you ever heard anything called a tassel?
Yeah. The tassel. That's, of course, that's a little fine hair-like a growth that comes at the very top of the ear when you break open the shuck. This is the first thing you see after, because it sticks out right at the very top, yes, this apex of the corn itself.
The stringy stuff that's on the inside, you know, that's real hard to get off before you can cook corn,
yes.
What's that
called? Well, it's just a part of the shuck, so I'm concerned.
What is the large round fruit that grows on the ground that you can make pie out of? Or jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Oh, pumpkin.
A small yellow crooked-necked vegetable. What is that?
Small.
That's only
squash.
One variety, yeah.
Oh, yes.